In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. One of the gifts we have in humanity is that we can interpret. We look at things and we assess them and we interpret them according to our own understanding. This is, of course, a blessing, because this is part of God's gift to us, that we are creative, that we are rational, that we can think and perceive. One of the problems with that, however, is that our perception is not always enlightened. Our interpretations are not always well guided. And so we find ourselves in a position where we are interpreting, but interpreting very wrong things in a very wrong way. Looking at today's gospel, we see our Lord healing, blessing, doing good deeds, interacting with people whom others would not have interacted with, having a heart for the poor, having a heart for the marginalized. Many of the things that we're seeing in our world around us today, he lived with, he dealt with, he solved and he healed. But people's interpretation is always not going to be what it should be. You see, what would you think if you saw a man healing, blessing, providing? Surely you'd think this was a good thing. Unless, of course, you wanted to see it differently. Unless, of course, the agenda was different. How many times have we looked at the deeds of people around us and we have ascertained and judged that they are bad or wrong just because of our judgment of the person? We don't look at the deed. We don't look at the interaction. We have a prejudged idea. If this person would have done anything, we would have judged it to have been wrong. Of course, the scribes and the Pharisees did not want to see the goodness in the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't want him to see him as a good prophet, let alone the Savior. So they had a vested interest in misinterpreting what he did. My challenge to us today is, in dealing with people, let us not deal with them out of prejudice. Let us not deal with them out of what we expect them to do. Rather, let us see what they do. And let us judge what they do. Of course, this does not mean that we cancel out our wisdom and our minds. Of course, we learn from experience. But that experience needs to be faithful, it needs to be fair, it needs to be balanced. If my experience of someone is that this person is living a good life, then their actions need to be perceived as that. I need to look at people and consider what they're doing. We see lots of different things being said and done these days. Refugees being labeled, foreigners being ostracized and marginalized, Muslims being hated, Christians being seen to be judgmental. We can judge a whole variety of people for a whole variety of things. But just as everyone in this church today is not the same, every person in any subgroup is never the same. If our Lord dealt with us as humanity the way we deal with others, we would all be completely marginalized to doom. Yet he gave us all, each individually, hope. A promise of hope. An opportunity to hope. And so our challenge today is to be like our Lord. Our challenge today is to look at everyone equally and fairly. To provide our love without a predetermined idea. To love because we want to love, not because this person deserves our love. To forgive because we have been called to forgive, not because this person deserves our forgiveness. Because who of us deserves anything except by the grace of God what we receive? Today is a day when we stand together and pray. We pray for those who lost their lives in Egypt yesterday in that plane crash. We pray for those who lost their lives in Bucharest last night. We pray for those who are losing their lives every day as they make a treacherous journey from the Middle East, seeking a place away from conflict. There is so much in the world to pray for without our prejudice. To pray for what befalls people. To lift up our hearts for those who need support. To give our empathy for those who are in need of that human interaction. And to be a hope for those who live hopeless lives and who are destined by the world to hopelessness, but can only receive hope and love and grace through the godly presence that is here through you, through us, through his body. And glory be to God forever. Amen.